take her away.
Ken, Jared Pollock and Matthew Gorbett just walking laps this morning. Yep. Are they going to play tomorrow night?
Yeah, we expect so. I mean, we've got to get through to the end of the to the start of the game before we'll confirm everyone. But obviously, with training yesterday, we weren't going to put them through back to back days. They're quite normal for Polly, as you would have seen. You would have seen, I think, Robbie, Jasper, Darcy Byrne Jones, Tom Cleary. None of them did much at all out there today. That's a normal captain's run for us.
Is there an element of doubt when you say you want to wait
till
the start of the game?
Yeah, of course, you've got two players, that have come off missing a game. Obviously, we're pretty comfortable and confident that they're going to be there. But, as I said, you're never quite 100% certain until you get through tomorrow night.
No, Polly didn't do... Robert didn't do much on... or didn't train here on Tuesday. How much did you get through yesterday?
Yeah, everything. Done what you need to do yesterday. It was really good. Run plenty. So, as I said, I sit here confident that both boys will play.
What could happen? Is it just if Polly could pull up sore after walking a couple of laps? What triggers to say he's not available?
Warm up tomorrow night. All those things. That's why, and with the sample playing... Obviously, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, we're going to keep a couple of players over just to be sure. I mean, we have that ability at the moment to be able to do that with some comfort that it protects us going into a game that's pretty significant.
So, Need and Aaron Young will just sort of be here as the emergency adjustments?
Correct. That's exactly what we'll do.
Yeah. What about the significance of the clash? I mean, top two defensive teams, but both sides have incredible attacks as well.
Yeah, no, it's both sides have probably... come back a little bit this year and, bounce back to where they would like to be, and it's going to be a great game. And I'm sure Richmond and ourselves are both desperate to get a win, but you are like that every week, and, it's pretty close positions on the ladder, so we look forward to the opportunity to try and beat them over here.
Which is the emphasis, the defence or the attack?
We always talk about defence first, I've got to say. That's the boys probably, if they are, you ask them, they'd probably give a pretty quick answer. It's defence, it's contest, and then it's offence.
You're on that point, some interesting matchups then to work through, because Richmond's attack's rather different with New Zealand.
Yeah, it is.
How much has that worked through your mind? How many plans have you, when you put your head to the pillow, coming through your head?
Yeah, not too many, Roots, to be fair. I mean, we tend to go with what we know, and, personnel, every team says it, you don't probably worry too much about what the opposition are, because you're playing to a structure and a system that you like to work with yourself, but you certainly listen to the challenges. It's not just... some parts of their game, it's all parts of their game. They provide us with some real significant challenges different to some other sides.
Is this about defenders playing in certain areas, and whichever Richmond forward moves into that area, they'll decide themselves who's the best matchup?
Yeah, we tend to do that most of the time. We tend to be a little bit more flexible with that. Obviously, we have a couple of defenders that can, lock away a player usually, but for us, it's more about the team, and it's not even just about the six defenders. That's the easy spot to start, but we talk about the team defence being able to protect the team.
So who's the more natural fit for Revolt? Is it you're back in Jones because he wants that sort of challenge, or does Cleary because of his close checking?
Yeah, either or. Jack's a great player, we understand that, but again, it's the individual will be found out if he's left to do it on his own. It'll be more about what everyone's doing together.
How are you coping without Berger?
Who?
How are you coping?
Yeah, used to be a bloke here called Darren. Used to be. No, look, he's off on the trip, and he's off on the journey. We're excited for him. We're really proud of him. Pleased with what he's been able to do. We haven't lost him. We've still got incredible contact with him, which is really pleasing for us.
Is it a case of just maintaining what he's been doing, like making no change at all to that?
Yeah, good programs continue on regardless of one or two or three people. You're able to continue on, and we've had 5 years. Together, we understand what we need to do as a football department, and Darren was one significant member of that, but the team's all about getting the job done.
Has he given Ian and Stuart both making decisions together?
Rich?
So Ian and Stuart making decisions together, or are they separating what is game day and what's
real? Yeah, no, they work together, but they've all worked together. Burjo's consulted with all those people in his department all the way through, so it's just who provides the information to what parts of the club, and that's where they'll share that role a little bit more in that space.
Has he given input into the injuries this week, for example, with Pollock and Robert?
Yep, he's been here all week. He's only just left.
No, he just left.
Yeah, left this morning.
Oh, this morning?
Yeah, left this morning. So he hasn't left for long.
Kenny, with Chad Wingard, obviously had a really good run with the role of Scott Pendlebury last week. Do you look to give him another, really good football education against one of the best midfielders in Dustin Martin?
Firstly, he doesn't need an education on footy. Chad, he's a pretty smart player himself.
Midfield, you know, his first year as a midfielder.
No, I take your point. Yeah. But no, it'll be what we need at the time. And last week, the need for us was to get the right player onto Pendlebury, and we chose Wingard in that space, and he was able to execute. So that was really pleasing for us. But, you know, tomorrow's another challenge. We won't know what that may be until if we're faced with that challenge at that time.
Can players learn then? I mean, not, like you say, he doesn't need an education, but for someone who has said he wants to be a midfielder for some years now, but he's an exceptional forward, what can he learn off running with Pendlebury, running with Dustin?
I think the first thing he learns is that when you play in the midfield, there's an accountability that you need to absolutely have. It's not no different to being a forward for Chad. It's like when he's a forward, he's got a defender right with him. So we think from our point of view as a club, we would like our midfielders to feel the same way about their opponents, and you know whether that's one or two or three, but they all have an accountability through the midfield. And for Chad and Ollie and for Sam and Brad, they all have to play that way.
The notion that Brendan Lay gave us on Monday that the Collingwood game was a great lead into the Richmond game, do you feel that that applies, that there are things about playing Collingwood that still affect you when you play Richmond?
Yeah, look, there's absolutely. I mean, Lady knows Richmond really well from a player personnel point of view, so he's really well qualified to make some opinions on what they are and what they're not. From our point of view, we have to apply the same amount of pressure to every team that we come up against, but some of their challenges are a little bit different. And Richmond's, we know, they do provide some different challenges. You know, they've got a great key defender, they've got a great full forward, and they've got a midfield that's elite, and then they've got this group of players who are all buying into what Dimmer's talking about at the moment. You can just see that. So they're going to create an enormous contest for us.
Expect Rance to go to Graham?
No, I don't know. I think, you know, obviously we sit here and speculate who it might and might not be. Rance and Asprey, those type players down there, there's more than him. He's part of their team, but he's certainly a significant member. But I'm not sure where he will go, as they probably wouldn't be sure exactly where we'll go.
You've got to be aware of, I suppose, Rance's, you know, innocent marking, you know, how he sort of sags off his opponent and sort of very influential there. Do you put a defensive forward on him?
Yeah, everyone's aware of it. Everyone's aware of it. He's just such a good player, and he does it so well. So I mean, you have to go to work the best you can. You sometimes the best method is not to kick it towards him if you can avoid that. That's a good way to stop it. But for most part of it, he's such a good player. He's going to be in line with the ball more often than not. So we've just got to be able to execute around that.
Players don't really have the time to think, I've got a target inside 50, I better not kick it there because Alex Rance is there.
It's a bit hard, isn't it? They're under fierce pressure from the person coming at them, so sometimes they're just getting it in there as quick as we can. But we know our forwards will provide a really good, strong contest anyhow, and you know Rance will be a part of us. I said he's not the only player down there that we've got to worry about. We've just got to make sure we get enough opportunities.
Cement or consolidate a spot at the top four, I suppose, with a win. I know you say every week's important, but yeah, you know, to cling on to the top fours, I mean, for you guys,
Look, we go in the game wanting to win because we know we're trying to build a season, and every game's going to help us build that season. And I don't want to look too closely or too far away at where that may or may not be. I just want to look at the fact that we've got to win a game tomorrow night.
Do you feel that it's still a question that you're trying to earn your credibility as a top four?
Yeah, look, I said I acknowledge the commentary around that, and I understand it. For us, it's, you know, we can only control what we do, and that's the way we play and perform a game tomorrow night. Will give us the best chance to take some of that commentary away.
Does that get tiresome for you?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Played 13 games, I think. So some stage we've played some sides, we're okay.
Kenny, obviously last year you spoke earlier about defence, you're top at the moment. Last year was a big concern for you. What's been the turning point for the team to now come out and be on top?
Oh, and I think it's takes lots of different things to work, you know, and that's what's happened for us so far this year. We've made some significant personnel adjustments to where they play, where they go, but we've certainly got a complete buy into the way we want to defend the ground, and we know we can't do it individually. I think that's the key thing for us. We've really sharpened up on it takes all parts at all times to be a part of team defence, and we've got that so far pretty right.
Do you reckon your attacking ball movement and the way you've held onto the ball and been able to transition has helped the guys save a few tokens for defending?
Yeah.
Last year it tended to be turn the ball over, run back and defend. This year it's more efficient going forward, therefore can move back more efficiently.
Yeah, and we've been able to lock it in our front half. You know, that certainly allows you to defend with some energy. There's no doubt about that. When you can put it in the position you want, it keeps you a little bit fresher for that part of the game. You know, for us, we've got a challenge. The best thing you can do when you're defending sometimes is to have your offence right. So you're challenging the oppo a bit more, and they've got to work a little bit harder, and that allows us to be a little bit fresher when it comes to doing the other parts.
Just wearing them down.
Yeah, I think that's probably our model as best we can possibly be. As I've said a number of times, we're pretty working class. That's Port Adelaide.
Did you go to Gillen's?
No, I wasn't there.
Was there anything on your mind that you would have liked to have brought up with?
No, not really. I think we've represented well by the coaches. I think there's 10 coaches there. So I think that, you know, when we have those types of conversations as a collective, we are on the good of the game table, I reckon. We're not worried about individually. We're worried about how the game best looks. And I think, you know, the coaches are a pretty strong voice and they're a pretty wise voice that they can add something to that. And that's why I think it's really important that Gillan listens to that in those opportunities. And we have no doubt that he does.
Is it common sense that the shot clock is now going to be on for the entire game and not sort of turned off for 2 minutes ago?
Yep. Paid a price, didn't we? So I'd say yep.
Were you surprised that that was even brought in at all? Like, I know obviously with Mason Wood that sort of is what sparked the whole thing, but were you surprised when they said, oh, look, it's going to be off the board with 2 minutes off to go?
No, not really. I didn't even think about it, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't worry. It doesn't, look, to be honest, for us, it doesn't come into our thoughts very often, that sort of stuff. And until a significant event, so that's what happens. But you know, I think the common knowledge is players have got no excuse not to be aware. I think it's well and truly on the table now, and if you get caught out, would be pretty foolish.
The signing was during the week. How much comfort does it give you that you're getting them from every range, the young players, even the seasoned ones, that they're locking away their futures with Port?
Yeah, I think it's really pleasing. I think Jason has done a fantastic job getting things in place as quickly as we have. As I said, we talked about the CBA and making sure that was allowed to let some things fall. And from our point of view, really pleased that, as you said, some experienced players, young players, they're showing a commitment to the football club. I think that shows a belief in what they think the football club are trying to achieve.
So what do you do with Justin Westhoff? Those players who are senior players who have trigger clauses, how do you handle those? Because it's becoming interesting.
Yeah, no, Westy's, well, for us, Westy's, couldn't imagine Justin Westhoff not playing for us next year. In fact, I'm totally sure he will be.
When you say working class, what sort of image do you really want to say with that?
I think it's just, I've said last week after the game, we're not the most talented team going around, but we've built our game around, you know, just hopefully turning up pretty consistently, and we've had a couple of years where we haven't quite got that right, and I think again this year we're back in that model of you can almost know what's going to turn up. You know, we had one game that we were a lot disappointed in, embarrassed by, but we've been able to turn up in all the other games pretty well.
And is this the year that we're probably still not going to get a guy, I think, until very late?
Yeah, it's so clear, isn't it? You're not going to. Good luck. Have you ever tried to do the ladder predictor? Try doing that.
Have you done it a few times?
No, because it's a waste of time. Because tomorrow or Sunday night there'll be three or four upsets and you won't know what's going on. So stop worrying about it, I reckon. Get to round 23 and have a look at the ladder.
Doesn't it show that every expert really doesn't know what they're talking about?
Yeah, including us. Thank you.
Does that make it more of a mockery, the notion of who you do beat between March and August? Might not be relevant anyway?
No, well, that's what happens. Teams change positions. Teams have good form, bad form at different times. So it's sometimes about when you play and when you don't play. All good. Thanks.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.